Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
As a cardiologist and a chef, Dr. Michael Fenster has combined his culinary talents with cutting-edge medical expertise and insight. It's time for Code Delicious with Dr. Mike.
Hey, Healthy Nation, Food Nation. It is time for a little culinary CPR with me, Dr. Mike, and my incredible cohort in the kitchen, Chef Luca Paris. Now, Chef Luca is award-winning chef, restaurateur. He's a celebrity chef, but unlike so many celebrity chefs, this guy can actually cook. He's been on the Food Network, decimated the competition on Guy's Grocery Games. He travels around the country giving demos, does commercials. Just amazing, amazing guy. And I'm so delighted each week. He works hard and he shares some recipes with us. And if you have not signed up to be a staff member and get these recipes ahead of time, you need to go over to cardiochef.com now, put in your email, become a staff member, and ahead of the show, you'll get the recipe ahead of time so you know exactly what's going on and you could try these recipes at home. So, Chef, are you there with me today?
What's up, big guy? It's good to hear your voice again. How you doing?
I am doing great as always. Hey, you ready for a little culinary CPR, a little chef certified professional recipe?
Let's make it happen. And you tell me what you want to talk about. We'll put a recipe out there.
Well, I loved what you gave me this week because it was like, you know, that song, and I forget the Cops, the TV show, Bad Boys. These were the culinary bad boys of like the last several decades. So, you know, we used eggs, we used avocados, you know, all the things that for over half a century, and I'm putting this in quotes, I know you can't see it on the radio, but my fingers are doing the quote thing. The experts, you know, have been telling us, oh, you can't have that. You're going to get heart disease. You're going to die. You know, the sky's going to fall. The black hole's going to erupt in your kitchen and, you know, suck you in and the world will end. And now, finally, and I've been, you know, on this crusade for many years because that's really not what the evidence showed. And, you know, now they've come along and just several months ago in the new guidelines said, you know, I guess we were wrong about that cholesterol. Oops. Let's just kind of throw it out the window. And people are advertising avocados now as some kind of superfood. And I could tell you it was not that many years ago. I was having patients show up in my office and say, hey, doc, you know, I was visiting my family care doc, my internist, or I was with a nutritionist at the hospital. And they told me that I got to stay away from avocados because they're high in saturated fat. And I'm, you know, and I just want to bang my head against the wall. And here you've put them together in one recipe. Well, and the great thing is they truly are intensely delicious. Another great creation of flavor profile. So why don't you walk us through this? Folks, it's not a complicated recipe. It's actually pretty simple, but it is intense in flavor.
Well, I'm going to hit the recipe real quick. I want to touch on something you mentioned. You had mentioned, hey, Luca, let's do something with eggs because of the changes in that. And I said, wow. And then in my head, I was thinking, well, you know what? Avocados have that same rap, like you said. And luckily, I'll be doing a live event for Avocados from Mexico. So if you want to find out more about good fat versus bad fat, avocadosfrommexico.com is a great area to check out all the nutritional facts about avocados as well. And I just wanted to point that out. But so you said, okay, let's do something. And I've seen this recipe before, and it's actually something that's big on, you know, my wife showed it to me not too long ago on Pinterest about baked egg in an avocado. And I looked at it, and I went, well, this.
And when Lindy's showing you a recipe, you better pay attention.
and I said, wow, it's a cool idea, but you know what? You're going to overbake it. What's going to happen, or what I'll see happening is you overbake it, then you're not going to have this beautiful runny egg. That I'm into that. You know, I like sunny side up eggs. I like eggs Benedict. You know, usually I do it without the sauce sometimes, but whatever. I want the egg to ooze out. I want that to be the moisture in the egg. I don't want to have to put something on it. So I said, well, how about we try this? What if we poached it inside the avocado? So that's how the recipe came up. We're doing an eggs and avocado recipe with cilantro, yellow, and red pepper salad. I also think it needs a little bit of, you know, vibrance on top. And I'll go through the recipe real quick, then we could hit every part about it. It's two avocados, four large eggs, a third cup of fresh cilantro leaves, roughly chopped, a cup of diced red and yellow peppers. There's some beautiful color there. A lime with the zest and the juice. You're going to use both. Five tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, four tablespoons of water, kosher salt, fine and black pepper, and I do a teaspoon of paprika and cayenne mix because I want a little bit of spice and I want this color. And I cut the avocados half the long way, basically the same way you always cut an avocado, cut around the pit, then you pop the pit out. You leave the skin on, and you season the top of the avocado with salt and pepper, and you slice a small sliver on the bottom of the avocado just so it could sit flat in your pan.
And I want to tell folks, you're giving away one of our little culinary secrets, because I can't tell you how many times I've done a demo and people are like, how do you get that lemon to sit on the plate without rolling around? It's like, it's like, what we do is we cut, like you said, a little sliver, so there's a little flat surface so it'll sit. So you could do this with avocados, but anytime you want an orange or a lemon and you want it to sit on the plate for a garnish or part of part of the meal. We're giving away a little culinary secret here, so sorry, I had to ratchet out on that.
No worries. Now, so you've cut this little flat surface, and now they kind of sit. And then in a pan, what you're going to be doing is add a couple tablespoons of the olive oil and a high-sided skillet, because we're going to want to cover these avocados at some point so they could poach, right? And then place medium-high heat. Once the pan's hot, the avocado, you're going to put the avocado in, with the hole facing up. Now, what's really important about this is we're going to add the eggs into that hole. Now, remember, not all eggs fit into an avocado pit hole. So you might either have to dig some out, or what I like to do is I'll crack an egg separately, and I'll kind of do the back and forth thing, like I was taking the egg white off just to keep the yolk. Well, I'll keep a little bit, and I'll be able to fill it in, or you scoop out a little more avocado. That's your little snack while you're eating.
And when I did this recipe, when I did your recipe here, that's exactly what I did. So I wanted that whole egg in there because I was really hankering for some eggs. So just take a spoon. You know, if your avocado is ripe,
scoop
it should be soft. And just scoop a little bit out, and you can crack that egg right into the avocado.
And that's an important part, too. You mentioned about being a ripe avocado. You want to make sure it's fully ripe. You don't want it too soft, because once you start poaching, it's going to start breaking down and the size will fall down. But it's kind of like this right in the balance of not quite, you know, guacamole falling apart out of the skin, but not super unripe where it's not going to cook well and it's not going to feel the same. So you get it right in the middle. So you crack one egg into each hole, and you make sure the egg fits. We talked about that. And then I season the eggs again. And we talked about this last time, and every time we'll talk about recipes, I season as I go. You heard that we season the avocado, salt and pepper on top of it first. And now we put the egg in, and we're going to season not only with a little salt and pepper, but also that paprika cayenne mixture right on the top.
That's an important technique point for folks. Again, maybe a little intimidated about getting in the kitchen, and you can read my articles on salt. I got a quote in the New York Post. You can go online and read about that today. Today's New York Post, actually. But you know, don't worry about the amount of sodium when you're seasoning. It is incredibly important to build those layers of flavor, and that means proper seasoning at each step. You can't go at the end of your meal and just toss the equivalent amount of salt on. It will not taste the same.
We get back to always remembering that salt is a flavor enhancer in the process we're doing. It's not a flavor that we're trying to add.
Right.
It actually enhances, hence the reason why you'll see a little dash of salt in when you're doing a dessert. It enhances the sweetness of it around it. So now we have our eggs together with our seasoning in there. Pour the water into the bottom of the pan and then cover the pan with the lid. The water is now going to come to the simmer. It's going to steam the eggs. And then you're going to steam them like you would steam anything, or in this case, the eggs. You want the egg whites to have set, and I want the yolk still runny. So I do it in about 3 minutes. Listen, if you want your eggs to be set a little bit more, you can. It works out fine. You've seasoned. You're not pouring a lot of water into this pan. You're steaming the eggs when it's covered.
Right.
You're not boiling the avocado and the egg. I can't stress that enough. And when you look at the recipe and you see, you know, it's really 4 tablespoons of water. It's really not a lot. If you're using too big of a pan, this is where your pan size is important. You might need a little bit more. You need just a touch where it comes up maybe a half inch at the most on your avocado, because you don't want to make it too watery or broken down. And then on a separate bowl, you're going to mix together the pepper, cilantro, and olive oil. I love bright, fresh salads on top of cooked items. I think they always make a big difference. You take out the egg-stuffed avocado onto the serving platter or onto your dish. You top it with that red pepper and cilantro salad, and you basically have created everything you would do in a Mexican dish, or right there and then, with the egg in the center. And when you cut into the egg and you eat the avocado broke down just a little bit. So
it's almost creamy. Like the hollandaise. Yeah, it's almost having a creamy kind of hollandaise on it.
And talk about going
fabulous.
Talk about going good fat. You know, when you're talking about the avocado, it's all natural. It's right there. You have this beautiful avocado that gets this creaminess and texture that is added to your egg. Once you've tried this dish, you'll be serving it all the time with your family and friends.
I made it for brunch. It's super easy to do, folks. And what we have, again, I always kind of like to see what I have fresh, you know, in my market that I can add. So you talk about a little salad. I had a fresh pea shoot and arugula. So I put, you know, some greens underneath there, serve the avocado. When you keep that skin on, as you mentioned, it comes in its own little serving dish. And it really reminds me almost of like a coddled egg, you know, that some people will poach or bake, sort of a little coddled egg. And it's really important to have that lime and that lime zest on top, because that acid helps deal with the richness, because it's a very rich, very satisfying dish. And people would look at this and they would taste it and they would pay $19.99 for brunch, you know, at a place at Lucas Mediterranean Cafe. It'll be much less than that because you always give people a great deal. But, you know, they would pay an exorbitant amount for this, and then they would walk away feeling guilty because they're going to think, oh, this tasted too good. This can't possibly be good for me.
Right.
But this is a powerhouse of nutritional benefits. Talk about the avocados. They've got, you know, one reason that they were demonized because they've got saturated fat, but they've also got things called phytosterols. And people early on confused. In fact, one of the reasons there's a cholesterol analog that is found in oysters. Now, one of the reasons oysters are very good for you is that cholesterol analog actually makes a positive effect on our blood lipids by interacting with dietary cholesterol. And these phytosterols actually do the same thing. In early tests, these phytosterols and the sterols in oysters actually showed up as cholesterol because the test wasn't very good, which is where they kind of got a bad rap about, oh, they've got these bad fats, they've got these cholesterol things, they're going to be bad for you. As we found out, it's actually the exact opposite. Exact opposite.
And they taste delicious, too. We keep going back, you know, you come from it from one angle or another. It's good food, and it's got to be good for you because it's healthy and it's working out. So I love this. I love this dish with a passion. I'm so glad my wife showed it to me, and you know, and pretty much you'll see that happen a lot. Now, I also tell people, I really want to remind them, avocadosfrommexico.com. If you want to learn more about avocados, it's a great place to go, along with what you do, Doc. And I'm going to be doing this dish live in a couple of weeks on stage, just because I love it so much. And you'd think it's boring, but when you have it the first time, pow, it just explodes in your mouth, man.
And like I said, just a super easy to do, great brunch. One of the things, you know, and I kind of took from this again, is these building of flavor profiles. And that's one way we get away from what we find in the modern Western diet, which is, you know, sugars added to everything and these oils are added to everything. Here we're using natural fats from ripe avocados. And to me, you know, to sort of play right into your segue there, is it reminded me of Central American Mexican flavors.
Right.
So where you had a little paprika and cayenne, you know, I make my own chili powder from scratch. So I put a little bit of the chili powder on there. You can use some Mexican herb blends. I love the cilantro. You could also include probably a little culantro. If you wanted, which is most people think cilantro, Mexico, Central America, but culantro, which has a very similar taste profile, is what is indigenous to the cuisines there. Cilantro is actually brought over by the Spanish. And of course, we see so much Spanish kind of Mediterranean influence in modern Mexican cooking. But, you know, this dish, again, with the eggs, too, so, so good for you. And, you know, where I think folks need to go and get healthful, natural avocados, you also want to pick the right kind of eggs. Because the way the chickens are raised affects the not only the nutritional profile,
right,
but I think it affects the flavor, don't you?
I think that's really important. We have a lot of people locally, especially, that have their own chickens, and they give me farm fresh eggs or just their own back. I mean, it's amazing how many people now are having their own chickens and raising eggs. And you'll see a difference, and you'll even see a difference from house to house or farm to farm on what they're feeding their egg, their chickens. And it's really amazing how much different, how much brighter and the flavor comes out. And just like anything, you know, I'm a big fan of not saying, hey, you have to buy organic, you have to buy this. I'm a big fan of saying, what's around me? What can I use around me? And I know no one's growing avocados up in New Hampshire, but at the same time, I'm adding something in it that's right down the block from me or my neighbor is giving me, and it really makes a difference.
And if you source it, and, you know, I think that's, you know, people often ask, well, you're on the road, you know, Dr. Mike, and you're here and there, and how do you know about this farmer's market, that? Well, I've got a network of incredible resources and friends like you that I can call and say, hey, Luke, I'm going to be up, you know, outside of Keene. You know, where can I go to get this or that? And it may not say organic on a label, but when you source it, you know how it's raised. I mean, you know the people, you know how it's raised. You know that that chicken's getting a natural diet. It's out there eating seeds and insects. Don't forget, chickens aren't vegetarians. They're actually omnivores like us. So they will often, when they're allowed to feed naturally, have a high amount of protein in their diet that is derived from bugs, from insects. And that then is reflected in the health benefits of the eggs. You know, these are much higher when the chickens are allowed to be chickens and be pastured and free range, much higher in omega-3s. So the omega-3 to omega-6 ratio, we're finding out incredibly important for our health, for the health of our gut bacteria. You know, it's much more in a equitable distribution as opposed to what we see when it's farm factory, much higher in conjugated linoleic acid. Again, very, very important for us, a natural anti-tumor. And unlike a lot of the anti-tumor things we see, CLA or conjugated linoleic acid is anti-tumor in the amounts that we can get from our diet. And as you said, I tell you, buy a farm factory egg. If you've got some in your fridge, crack it open. Then get a natural, organic, or one that you've sourced like Chef Luca. And just look at the difference, and then taste them side by side.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time. And when you start putting those together, I want to touch on really one important thing you mentioned before too, Doc. That when we talk about adding acid to a dish, and whether we have the bright vibrancy of the cilantro salad with the lime juice and all that, I think really important is adding some type of acid to any dish you make. You will see the difference dramatically in the flavor profile that you're doing, no matter what it is. And we could talk one day about grilled cheese with lemon someday, and I'll tell you how good that is.
I believe it. And I think one of the real keys is that, you know, that balance in
always
the dish.
Balance.
And the modern Western diet is unbalanced in so many ways,
sure.
You know, and we'll spend many, many days, many shows talking about that. But certainly, you know, it is a lack of spice. There's a lack of a use of herbs, and it's really heavy on the fats. And I think your palate gets dulled by that, and we lose our sense of taste.
Exactly.
And that chef technique, you know, that little bit of acid, a little bit of vinegar, I think, as you said, that makes a world of difference. And as I always tell folks, you know, let's encourage folks to take these recipes and become chefs. Experiment with them.
Exactly.
Don't just be a recipe collector.
Right. And we'll talk about that every time we're together. Is take this recipe, do what you want with it. Whether it's you're going to put it on the pea shoots and arugula, or you're going to create a different salad, or you're going to pop it back in the oven and bake it because that's what you want to do. Try that. Use the basic techniques, but add those little techniques that we're going to give you every week, and you're going to absolutely love what we come up with.
Absolutely a fantastic recipe, and folks, you definitely want to try this at home. I want to thank my incomparable guest, the amazing, the incredible, the one and only Chef Luca. Check him out at chefluca.com. If you're in Keene, visit his store, Luca's Mediterranean Cafe. And my friends, until we meet again, may the only pain in your life be champagne.